Good evening. This is Lucy Lottom speaking from Santa Fe, New Mexico. It is a cold winter night. 6:16 p.m. So today we are going to be talking to a leading spiritual force of Africa, a woman of great power, of high order, great esteem, and class. She defines the word class. Thank you for being here tonight. Estefane Lertom. Lertom. Thank you. What region are you from? Two countries over from Egypt. That region was originally called the Land of the Home, but the Land of the Home moved over about four other countries. It's not too far away from present-day Sudan. In my time period, it was called Lumatu. And we had a kingdom. It was very powerful. I want to say the name Leothoso. That was the name of our country, and it was very well organized. I'm sure that brought a lot of peace, something that I'm missing in my life. I think that the spiritual world that we live in, and I'm speaking to someone who's deceased, you've been dead for probably 20,000 years, a long time. I am really sad about the current spiritual state of the world we're living in. I am as well. Most of your charges, from what you told me earlier, before the show, end up committing suicide. I'm one of those charges. Being a schizophrenic, having to constantly experience the spiritual world, and having sensation, being able to feel spirits touch me, I find that it's chaotic, disorganized, and without law. It is. How are you surviving? I am not doing well. Do you have any friends that are supporting you or pulling you through, or do you find that they abandon you in your time of need? I find that myself. I have a son, which you are dating, and you are dating people. You're not actually with anyone. That's correct. That's my personal life. That's what I'm doing. But as we all know, my personal life is public, so that's where I'm at. So, I would like to know if you actually like any of these men. Let me think about it. I don't know who they are. From my spiritual understanding, from what I've experienced so far, people molest you, and you become another person to other people, but inside, you know who you are, and you're in a nightmare state. Your soul is trapped inside of the souls of other people who are inferior to you, that are lower than you, and that abuse you so that they can be who you are. And I don't want to be them, obviously. And you're in a constant state of peril. That's the state that I'm in. Where are you now? Where is your soul? It's splattered across the universe. You, Queen Lesotho, is the name of the country, and my name is Lertho. Lertho. No, that's not my name. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it through. They called me the Queen of the Nile because our kingdom stretched all the way to the Nile. You conquered that land. We did. We did it with order, and we wanted them to be at peace, but eventually they kept fighting us, and we had to fight them, take their land over, and then finally there was peace. I find that physically is happening to me. I'm getting molested, I will say that, by the spirits. I feel things touching me. I know that there are people touching me that want to take my body over. And I realize that I'm being invaded. And I have to invade them, take them over, in order for there to be peace for me and also for them. But at this point, because the invasion is so thorough, not thorough, excuse me. That's a person that should not be present here at this time. Because the invasion is so intense and so intimate, I actually think that they have to be destroyed. We should have destroyed the people of the Nile. Who are the people of the Nile? They are what you know as Native Americans today. Oh, the powerful, strong, prideful people of the United States that don't have any land anymore. Woo! They are completely dry. So did it all start in Africa? I think it did. Me too. I really do. Sitting with me today, we have the Bollywood Queen. She's my assistant, my coworker, my friend. As much of a friend as she can be. She's not friendly. She's very professional. And then I have my boss, Marilyn Monroe. Hi. And I have my boyfriend over here. I have a lot of boyfriends. None of them are serious, and they don't buy me anything. And then we have Queen, and we're still trying to get her name as we channel through. And we're having trouble with the name. So when we took over that portion of land, we wanted to take over the Nile River itself, but we could not get the actual river to dry out enough to get down to their homes. That is kind of weird. What does that mean? They lived in the water. Wow, that is attractive. So they would come out of the water, kill people, and crawl back into the river. Like alligators? The alligator is carrying the spirit at this time. I think I might actually be able to contribute to this. Do you know any? No, Danielle, they're so evil. I go by Lucy now. Lucy, they're so evil that if there they are, they appeared, Butter went over there. Butter the schizophrenic, ear prophecy. His name is Edgar. He's from the 1600s. Butter, everybody. Hi, guys. I'm Butter. I give people schizophrenia. I fly around. I enable people to hear, right? Yes, that's what I do. My name is Edgar. I'm here. I'm real. And I'm shining through. These people are terrifying. I'm closing the door. Lucy, absolutely do not go over there. So, what is the deal with the Nile River people? Are they still alive? They are the Native Americans. Where did they come from? So, let's think about this. There's a river, and people are crawling out of the river. It's coming from the Mediterranean. At that time period, the Mediterranean was a desert. So where did the river come from? It came from down below the water. So it filled up the Mediterranean. It did. Was As far as we know, we don't remember there being other countries. India was there. It was all the way on the other side of Saudi, where you had the barbarians. The barbarians were people that would eat other people and then have sex with their children. This is a frightening world. Very scary. How did you bring order to your kingdom? The order was brought by a desire to be pure, racially, spiritually. We had a lot of knowledge that was gifted to us when we were born, and we spent our time studying. That's very important. Yes, it is, and it's what brought civilization to the world. Okay, so ultimately, what is your goal spiritually? Spiritually, I want to bring order back to the world. Is there order? No, it's all false. And the house spirit is something we developed. We didn't start it, we developed it, and we grew a palace. It was very large, and I had four sons. One, they would call him the sharp eye. He's a spirit that is currently the hawk, yes. He lives within the bird of the hawk. And one of my sons was called the one who keeps things right. And he's the one who is known as the dog at this time. He is. Mustafa. Yes, that was his name. Honorable, strong, confident. And the other son I had was and is known as Diamond Eyes. The duck. Yes, the duck. The duck. That was my actual name, the duck. Duck. The duck. And finally, I had a son whose name was, he was called the Big One. Generous. We call him Biggie now. Yes, he ate a lot, but he took evil out of the world. I loved my children, and they helped me to establish my kingdom. That is important. I was born to a poor family. We grew out of nothing, and we made it work. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a podcast with one of the first ruling queens of Africa from the kingdom of Lesotho. Thank you for being here. You're welcome. And thank you to her sons. You're welcome.